Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Those Panthers, they have been partying and living it up nonstop. Of course, we're going to be at Lulu's Bait Shack broadcasting live, so please stop by and say hi. But right now, let's keep that party going. Of course, it all started with the win in Game 6. I don't think I'll ever get tired of the final call from Doug Plagans and Billy Lindsay. Honestly, Vlad, nobody does it better.
Down to the final 5 seconds. Rats rain down. Lord Stanley staying in South Florida. Last year was greatness. This time it's historic. The Florida Panthers are back-to-back Stanley Cup champions. The Panthers have done it in 6 games. They take down the Edmonton Oilers. The Panthers have gone back-to-back in 24 and 25.
Glorious, beautiful, remarkable, and undeniable. The Panthers at the top of the hockey mountain for the second year in a row, Stanley Cup champions.
The Florida Panthers have etched their names in hockey history.
Woo! Still gives me chills. Now, Vlad, you were there. You were down by the ice. Did they give the announcement?
Please, ladies and gentlemen, refrain from throwing anything onto the ice.
They were doing that since the...
Since game three.
No, they were doing that third period once Sam scored his third goal, when Reinhardt scored his third goal.
I didn't see a lot of rats on the ice. Were there rats on the ice?
There was a lot of rats on the
ice. Oh, really? Okay, so yeah, Zach, you were there.
They were there, bro. They threw rats. They threw hats. They threw everything.
Hats. Yeah.
Hats. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Reinhardt had a hat trick.
He didn't have a hat trick. He had a quad.
He had a Kit Kat.
Yeah. Man. So, be honest. I know, Vlad, you didn't because you're a member of the media and you were down by the ice. But Zach, did you throw a rat on the ice? Theoretically.
No, I didn't do none of that.
I didn't.
I know you didn't.
No.
Not this year. You're not going to get arrested. There's a statute of limitations. You're good.
No.
Maybe next time?
The tears were flowing instead of the rat in the air.
Did you really cry?
I was crying?
Yeah, they were in my eyes. They were.
Okay, you were into it. All right. Yeah. I like that. All right, so a lot of debate now. Who's going to win the Conn Smythe? Now, if you don't understand what the Conn Smythe is, it is for the entire NHL playoffs. Who was the best player for any team during the entire NHL playoffs? And we found out at the end of the game that it was one of our very own Florida Panthers.
Good evening, South Florida. It feels like we just did this. Let's congratulate the Oilers and the Panthers for a terrific rematch of the Stanley Cup Final.
Sure.
The Conn Smythe Trophy goes to the most valuable player in the playoffs. It's only fitting that this year it goes to the leading goal scorer, Sam Bennett.
So Sam Bennett gets 15 goals, leads all players in the NHL playoffs, scores 22 points in 23 games. Pretty clear cut, although some people would like to see Brad Marchand get it. Oh, okay, go ahead. I hear you.
I think, listen, I get it. I get it's for the whole playoffs. And the thing about the Panthers is that they're so damn deep and so good that there wasn't, like, any of these guys could have had it. It wasn't like one guy was such a, like, the leading goal scorer. Like, there was a lot of guys within bunched up together. I personally think the best player in the Stanley Cup final, other than Bob, was Brad Marchand.
Yeah.
But if you're going throughout the whole playoffs, then yes, give it to Sam. I thought maybe you should have done a co-con.
I'll ask you a quick question. We did this on the Joe Rogan
show. A co-con Smythe.
And I'll go around the room and ask you this. Just not, and this is not with the finals, but who's the best player on the Florida Panthers?
Sergei.
You say Sergei Bobrovsky?
Well, he's no. All right, best.
See, there you go.
No. You know what? That's a good question.
Yeah.
Most important, Sergei.
Okay. Who is the best player on this Florida Panthers team?
It's Alexander Barkov.
Okay. My answer is it depends what night it is. One night it's Sergei Bobrovsky. One night it's Alexander Barkov. One night it's Brad Marchand. One night it could be Mikko Nikola. One night Sam Reinhart. One night Carter Verhaeghe. But I'll tell you, man, Sam Bennett. What a playoffs. By the way, cha-ching, contract year.
All of them.
Winning. So now he's a free agent. You're sitting there saying, uh-oh. Well, continue the celebration because they went to 11 the other night. And Vlad, you've been to 11. Zach, you haven't been to 11.
I haven't been in a minute, bro.
If you don't know what 11 is.
But our boy Brian Monroe is out there. Don't even call nobody or let us anybody know. Shout out to BM. But still, man, I would have loved to get the invite.
Oh, I'd love the invite to 11 anytime. So 11 is pretty much an all-nighter club. Let's just call it that way. I use different
terms. Is it all night still?
Yeah, I mean, that night it was. So they're out there the other night. And you're wondering, Sam Bennett, you know, what's your future look like? Sam Bennett made it very, very clear under the influence at Club 11. He told us, look, Sam Bennett, what's your future look like? Tell us. This is them dancing to Pink Pony Club.
I am f***ing leaving.
Hold up. Play that again, Vlad.
Wait, I got to set it up with the Pink Pony Club. Wait, and then
you want to do both?
Yeah, got to set
okay,
it up.
So let's set it up. So the reason I was wondering, I was like, why the hell is a hockey team getting down to Pink Pony Club? I love the song, but it doesn't seem like the, yeah, man, we're partying and stuff. Apparently the Edmonton Oilers played Pink Pony
Club. Yeah, they've been trolling the Oilers ever since. You know, when you beat a team twice, you got mind control over them.
You got every control over
like,
them.
Yeah.
And
like,
you beat them worse this year than you did last.
Yeah, so like Darth Vader to them.
Last year you were up 3-0. Then you beat them in game 7. This year, I mean, you were up pretty much every game. They had a couple good swipes.
No, we're going to break this down after this.
But I want to hear some Pink Pony Pub and then Sam Bennett taking the mic and kind of removing all doubt about what his future is going to be like with South Florida.
Until his agent talks to him.
Well, that's right. That's a special remix for this show. We remix Pink Pony Club with I Ain't Effing
Leaving. Yeah. We haven't worked together in like 2 weeks, man. So, yeah.
I like that remix right there.
Come on, man. Like, you go from Pink Pony Club to a guy goes, I ain't effing leaving. Like, oh, my God. What is this guy is? You know? Damn, Bennett just became like a superhero in an action movie.
I mean, it's unbelievable, man.
I ain't fine.
And then he took part in the 8 more years chant at the Elbow Room the next morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Dude, they've been trolling each other. Like, all of a sudden now. Okay.
There's a rivalry now.
Well, all right, let's break these things down. These are the things I needed to break down. Panther fans and the Panther organization and everything. First and foremost. Has there ever been a better spring fling than the Brad Marchand and Florida Panthers 6 weeks of love affair?
It's almost like a spring break love affair, yeah.
Dude, it's like when you go, it's like going out of town or going out of the country for like some foreign exchange thing.
You have a nice little romp.
A nice little, you know, little spring fling in Paris. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's one of those.
You know the rules. You know what's going on.
But it's so good, though, that you want to continue it more.
I know. That's the thing.
Here's the thing. It's so good. Because you got to, I asked them this. I think everybody did. But I asked them this on the after the game. I was like, dude, how does it feel? You were like the op. Like, you were the op. And right now, you're loved. You're a beloved member of the Florida Panthers, right? The fan base love you. Like, all your transgressions have been eradicated. Like, done. Mm-hmm. And, he gave a Brad Marchand answer. You know, he's like, you know, the guys accepted me. They're great players and everything like that. And then come to find out, he wanted to come here.
Right.
He was the one that wanted to come here. So That means a lot.
Brad Marchand is one of those guys everyone says, love him on your team, hate him on everyone, you know, whenever you have to play him. I understand that on the ice, but off the ice, we're finding out he's really,
and
really a great guy.
Right. Like the garage. Did you hear the story about the garage? He had left his garage open, and his neighbor closed it for him, and his neighbor left him a note, and he gave him game 6 tickets for doing that nice gesture.
Nice.
Second, Florida Panther fans. You don't want the cup. You already had it. So stop chanting, we want the cup. We keep the cup.
We keep it.
Don't want, we want the cup. You already got it. It's yours.
So, yeah, Brad Marchand running around. So let's talk about what he's been doing with his party times. Of course, he was triple fist and legendary the other day. But it all got set up with this whole Dairy Queen situation. Remember during the postseason, we talked about the Dairy Queen situation. We got the video of him taking his stickers and enjoying them. And, okay, yeah.
Thank you very much. That's going to go on my locker. And that's going to go on my car mirror so I can think about a lizard all day long. Thank you very much.
So he's using stickers for Dairy Queen. And then he decides the other day, Vlad, why not just show up at the Sunrise Dairy Queen and start serving some soft serve?
Thank you, Boston. Thank you, Boston. Thank you, Boston.
Handing out soft serve at a DQ in Sunrise, lad.
I was more shocked that he was there on time. Apparently, he was partying with those guys, and he was supposed to be there like 11 a.m., and he got there around 11 a.m., so.
Nothing goes better with champagne than soft serve ice cream.
No, it doesn't. Not in this hot-ass heat. You crazy?
Zach Horowitz was there. Look at this. He's right there with Brad Marchand yelling, "Thank you, Boston."
He didn't look up for me, but.
Nah, that's okay. Also, Brad Marchand, a man of the people, working the drive-thru. Working the drive-thru. Can you imagine? Of course, you probably know what's going on as you're driving up to the Dairy Queen. You see a billion people, but to have Brad Marchand sitting there passing out ice cream.
Thank God.
That
was around my way, too. That was in Cooper City. That
Zach
was crazy.
Witt. You could have everybody there.
That was crazy.
Yeah, it was a last minute pit stop. But
was he making you pay for your food or was
no,
he just,
I think
it was free,
like,
right?
Yeah, they were like mini blizzards. It was the Brad's Blizzard.
Yeah, they gave him a flavor for the day.
Yeah, cookie dough.
Man, that's man of the people right there. If you don't like that, at least off the ice. I understand on the ice he's a rat, he's a pest, but off the ice he seems like he's the coolest
dude
in the world.
These guys act like they haven't drank beer or any alcohol in like 3 months.
They haven't.
You think so?
Yeah, we talked to Dave Hyde, who's a legendary, you know, Panthers beat writer, Dolphins beat writer, beat everything. He said
just the man.
Last year he heard in the locker room one of the guys, and I can't remember what player, say, "Man, I forgot what beer tasted like. I haven't had a drink in, you know, like two months, like during the playoffs."
Okay, so that explains why they're at the Elbow Room every day then.
Right,
it's
right.
If you deprive a man of his needs, I mean, you know.
Yeah, so apparently they take it very, very serious. Rightfully so. But they take it very, very serious, and most of them, if not all of them, don't drink.
No, I get it, because there's a lot of things you don't do. You don't cut your hair. You grow the beard.
Right.
You do all of that. It's a camaraderie. It's a team thing, team unity thing. But the way these guys, it's like they drinking beer as if it's water.
I hear.
Like they drink this beer as if it's water.
I know the feeling.
Man.
Okay, let's get to Bill Zito. First of all, the mastermind. Maybe the best move the Panthers made of all the great moves they've made was get Bill Zito as general manager. Bill Zito, last year, when he finished celebrating on the ice with the Panthers, he basically went to his office and started working on this year. So our guy, Dave Hyde, caught up with him on the ice and said, "Are you going to be doing it again?"
The day after winning, you went back to work at like, I forget, 7 o'clock?
Yeah. Yeah, that's not happening tomorrow. To all free agents who might want to come, it'll be the next day.
So Bill Zito takes a day off. Thank God. He's earned it.
He damn right he earned it, man. Come on, man. And he already, but he was BSing. He was lying, too.
He's lying his ass off. You know why?
Because he was already talking about, I think there's a way for us to keep all three free agents. So if you're already thinking about it, you're working already.
And then about
that's
24-
the sad part, though, Dan. Once, here's the sad part for general managers. The minute that, the zero hits, final game, you win the championship, yay!
What's next?
Like, you have to think about what's next.
Better win it next year.
And hockey's not like these other sports. Hockey's, like, we saw this last year because of the celebration, how a lot of players that were part of the team that won in 24 were already gone by the time the parade happened.
It's
two,
true.
3 days later, Lomberg was gone.
Yeah, it's true. So Bill Zito, though, he did take 24 hours off. Then he got right back to work. He was on the Pat McAfee show. He gives us a little explanation of the whole why he came to South Florida, how the whole thing came about, and what he's doing in the future.
When I took the job, we absolutely had a plan and a script for a destination franchise. It was part of my interview process, saying, listen, you've got everything. People should want to come here. People should just, independent of the hockey. And then let's make the hockey great to sort of match the weather, the environment, the travel, and everything else that comes with it. Then once we started the hockey, I think it started with Patrick Hornquist. I know, another Pittsburgh.
Yep.
And he came in, and he had that pedigree, and he had the energy and the personality, very similar to Brad Marchand. And it's almost like it kind of went full circle. As far as the culture and moving forward, you know, I think almost by definition, because of the culture that we've been able to start, we don't feel that it's finished, or that, like, it's always evolving and always trying to be better without trying to. I listened to you talk about the basketball, every drink of water, everything to be as efficient as we can and professional and trying to be excellent, but without going overboard or wasting time and energy on silly things.
Ah, you gotta like it, Vlad. They have a plan, they're being efficient, and they're executing that plan. And by the way, he, between the lines, told you we ain't going nowhere. This is just the beginning of this ride. Telling you, they got some very, very team-friendly contracts. They've got a young core, and they've got a general manager that is, if not the best in the game, he's the best in the game. Let's just say it, best in the game.
They got a chance, man. Let's see.
The run is happening.
You have the best head coach in the game.
That's a check.
You got the best GM in the game.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
That's a double check.
You have the best staff. Like, when I'm talking about staff, trainers. Like, what? Shout out to the trainers for the job they did to get Matthew Tkachuk back.
Yep.
For stitching up and making sure Barkov was able to play in these playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
You know I love the communication, the media relations people. The PR people at the Florida Panthers.
Yep. Look, they're
the best.
You also have the best. You have the playoff best goaltender.
I said that. Sure. We already have the best goalie. Did I say that? No, we didn't say. I said you have the best goalie. Sure. Best goalie, just plain and simple.
Oh, by the way, you also have the most depth in the league. That's
you have the best depth, most lines.
Okay. Mm. Okay. So what does that mean?
You're the best team.
We'll see. We'll see what that means going forward. But I'm feeling pretty good. This isn't like Oh wait, there's more.
Dan,
please tell me more.
How do you make moves in the trade deadline?
Seth Jones and Brad
Marchand. You make one move, you're great. Like, the one move usually gets you over the top.
No, we decided to make two.
Three.
Thank you, Boston. Also, thank you, Chicago, for paying part of Seth Jones' salary for us.
Oh, my God. Seeing Popeye Jones on the ice made me scared.
I would be a little worried about that.
He made Peter Worrell look like me. So imagine Pete. I was like, wow. Popeye Jones on the ice? Popeye Jones on the ice was just as tall as Seth Jones with blades with his skates on.
Oh man!
But that was great to see him. The emotion that he showed, just celebrating with his family. That was the best part, man. That's the one thing, Dan. If you know, I would say that seeing these men celebrated with their families, the families, they talk about how much sacrifice the families
had.
That's
the truth. You always forget about these guys are making a lot of sacrifices. Their families are making a lot of sacrifices.
So when I saw Sergei make sure he grabbed his wife and wanted his wife to take the picture with the Stanley Cup, you saw the Tkachuks, obviously you saw Barkey, you saw a lot of people, Ekblad with his brother. Like, he got emotional talking about that on the ice. It just felt damn good, bro. Damn good, bro. Like,
feels good.
These guys deserved it. They earned it.
Yeah, there's no cheap. That was nothing cheap about that one.
Hell no, nothing cheap. On the road every series.
Yep.
And you win a game.
You win a game 7 on the road in Toronto. Then you take care of business at home game 6. Nothing cheap about that one.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.